A dispute at a golf club in Atlanta has become a focus of the national battle over gay marriage. Two members of the club want their domestic partners to have the same benefits as spouses of heterosexual members. As Joshua Leves reports, that has triggered a tug-of-war between a gay-friendly city and a conservative state.
It began as a debate within Druid Hills Golf Club, a swanky in-town facility that attracts some of Atlanta's top business and political figures. Lee Kaiser, a clinical psychologist, paid $40,000 to join, plus monthly dues. When she and her domestic partner adopted two children, she became increasingly upset that her partner did not get spousal benefits.
The membership would not pass to my partner, let's say if I died, and she wouldn't be able to take them over there, you know, without me or utilize it. So it became more than an inconvenience for the two of us as a couple. It became an issue that really would affect our family.
Kaiser, 57 years old, fought for change from within, but says she got nowhere.
It was getting clear to me that this was really a civil rights barrier issue, which would not happen internally and was not going to happen without some kind of external pressure.
A city anti-discrimination ordinance passed in 2000 makes it illegal for a public accommodation to deny a privilege based on sexual orientation or domestic relationship status. And it defines public accommodation as any club with more than 50 members that provides regular meals and collects dues, a description that fits Druid Hills Golf Club. So Kaiser and a fellow gay member filed a complaint with the city, and they won. Steve Brody chairs the Human Relations Commission, a volunteer group set up by the city to decide whether the ordinance is violated. He says this case was clear-cut.
Both of the complainants and the party were registered domestic partners in the city of Atlanta, and that was critical to their case because they had legal standing as a legal couple.
Druid Hills Golf Club won't discuss the case, but in a letter to Mayor Shirley Franklin, it said it does not discriminate against homosexuals, and it blasted the ordinance for violating state laws that prevent the city from butting into private relationships. The club said it is not a public accommodation, like a stadium or park. The mayor pushed for a negotiated settlement, but after months of stalemate, she announced in December she would ask the city solicitor to fine the club $500 a day, up to $90,000, unless it changed its policy. That's when the state legislature jumped in.
I don't agree that they can force those associative rights onto any type of private association.
Republican State Representative Earl Earhart from Powder Springs, north of Atlanta, introduced a bill to block the city from penalizing clubs that deny benefits to same-sex partners. It's very likely to pass in the Republican-controlled legislature. Earhart points to Georgia's new constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, which passed overwhelmingly in November.
Barring changing the law with respect to marriage and making it something other than men and women, you can't say that those financial instruments, those equity memberships, they're certificates, like a stock almost, have to be transferred outside of that spousal relationship because then you're getting into contract law.
Earhart says cities can create laws under home rule, but there are certain things they cannot do.
And generally, those are conflict with state statutory provisions or constitutional provisions, and that's the case I'm making.
On top of this, Druid Hills Golf Club has filed suit demanding the ordinance be overturned and that the city not be allowed to levy a fine. The city solicitor has not fined the club, pending the outcome of the lawsuit. Mayor Franklin once said she wasn't certain the ordinance could withstand a court challenge. Now she and the city attorney are vowing to defend it, but they're not discussing the case publicly. Lee Kaiser says the battle is a chance for Atlanta to show this conservative state and others that you can offer equality without recognizing same-sex marriage.
We, nor does the city ordinance in any way, demand that the club change their definition of marriage or include us in a definition of marriage or our partners as spouse. What it does do is say you need to create something that gets them the same benefits.
She says the club is a public accommodation, which gets business and liquor licenses from the city. Still, she says, the ordinance may get struck down. But even if it does, the whole dispute is having an impact. For one thing, the club is facing legal costs and has begun assessing members, including the two who filed the complaint.
What that has just done is say heterosexual privilege is no longer free, not at this point in time.
And Kaiser says this club and others are having conversations about how to handle same-sex partnerships. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.